With your permission, Parashat Barotcha. Just 1 second. Forgive me. Okay, with your permission. פרשת בהלכה, with your permission, מדבר השם, משה ללמוד, דבר אל אהרון. ומעתה אליו בהלכה את הנרות, ומול פני הנורא יאירו שבעת הנרות. חמתי גמרא, תל וספר לו. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden talks to Moshe Rabbeinu now about the menorah? Since we read last week parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan and the 12th president of the 12 tribes sacrificed and brought some sacrifices as opening the Mishkan, and Aaron as the president of Shevet Levi did not participate. Since he did not participate, then he was a little bit depressed, Khalshadato. And how come I was not involved in this quote party of opening the Mishkan? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry about it. Shelcha gdola mishelahem. What you're gonna do is much greater. What are you going to do? You're going to light the menorah and Beit HaMikdash. So the first question asked the Ramban, he says, why Hashem talks to him only about the menorah? Hashem could talk to him about other things, the Torah, other sacrifices, the coin, the concept of the coin, of course it's much bigger. You have to talk to him about the lighting the menorah. Let's do with lighting the menorah. If you want to compromise, to comfort him and to tell him, listen, you're a great person, so listen, you're a Kohen. A Kohen includes everything, especially Aaron is a Kohen Gadol, the highest priest. Besides that question, the question is, it was everybody also asked, because, you know, I wanted to participate in the party. He said, don't worry about the party. He said, you can have a job. Your job is to have the menorah. This is my job. But I wanted to be a part in so-called, in the opening of the Mishkan. It was a party of opening the Mishkan. This I did not participate. So you catch the mission, don't worry about it. I'm telling you, what it means is that you're going to light the menorah. He says, when am I going to light the menorah? When? Tomorrow. Every day I'm going to light the menorah. This is my job. So I was chosen to be a Kohen, to light the menorah. So this is bigger than this participating in the party. I want to be a part in the party. I wasn't. That's the comfort.
Did anybody else represent?
Each president represents a tribe.
No, but for Levi.
Levi Govanen.
So there were only 11 then?
No, we have Menashe and Ephraim.
Menashe and Ephraim.
Yeah, Menashe and Ephraim. By the way, that's a miracle difficulty because it's not on and nothing is moving.
Don't turn it on.
Yeah, it's
weird. No, don't turn it.
Yeah.
ויעסקין האור אל מותן המנורה היו שיבת נות נראה לה נרותיה כאשר טבע השם את משה אהרון דיד וכיבוז אס וזה נעשה המנורה מקשה דה ביילה ואילת מתפלים This menorah was made this way. Mikshah was one piece of gold. Adir chad picha mikshah. It says you cannot make the menorah and weld pieces into the menorah. You have to take one piece of gold, and from this piece of gold you engrave and cut until the menorah comes out. Kamaria shira shemet moshe kanasat menorah. So come to the gemara. Let me tell you something. It's one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu could not figure out. Not figure out. If you go to the old city and you see the old city, very nice menorah over there, perfect, ready to be delivered into Beit HaMikdash. A Russian Jew donated gold, beautiful menorah. It's very easy to make. There's nothing hard about it. Nevertheless, says the Gemara, Moshe could not make it. By the way, Shlomo made 10 of them. In Beit HaMikdash, Shlomo and Beit HaMikdash were 11 menorahs. The one of Moshe, and Moshe and Shlomo made 10. But Moshe could not even make one. It says, not only could not even make one, Hashem showed him, before he came down from Shamayim, Hashem showed him upstairs a video of all the pieces of the Mishkan. The ark, the echal, the table, the altar, everything, and the menorah. Moshe comes downstairs, and he tells Bezalel, okay, you want to do the ark, the echal? Do it. Bezalel says, okay. He says, Bezalel, will you do the table? The table. Bezalel, will you do the altar? The altar. Bezalel, you do the all the things? Bezalel, can you do the menorah? So Bezalel asked him, how the menorah looks like? Moshe said, I forgot. Text HaKadosh Baruch Hu, texting. No talking anymore. Now he's text. Hashem, I forgot. She said, okay, look upstairs, on the right hand side, you see? The menorah. You see the menorah? Moshe said, okay, I got it now. I got it now. Goes back to Bezalel. Bezalel says, no. Did you get an email? Moshe said, no, I don't need an email. I don't need an email. I saw it. Can you tell me? Moshe said, oh, I forgot. Third time. Moshe texts HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Hashem, how do you make the menorah? I told you already twice. Okay, here. You see it? You see it now? The vision? Fine. Go down, Bezalel, now I know. No, how do we do it? I don't remember. The fourth time. I says, Moshe, I says, Bezalel, you know what? I'll do it. Leave it up to me. One version is Bezalel did it. One version, Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He could not figure out what to do. He took a piece of gold, a big piece of gold, he threw it into the fire, and the menorah walked outside the fire. That's what the Gemara says. But again, Moshe could not figure out what's so hard about it. Very easy. Nothing. You already think the Rambam in Hot Kriya Mikdash, Sefer Avodah. It's nothing. It's a joke. It's just a joke. It's one of the easiest things. You don't have to do anything. Just a little flower here and a little, like a little cup. It's nothing. It's really nothing. Because Moshe cannot make it. What is the problem? With permission, if you want, I would like you to skip to Rabbi. This is chapter 9, sentence 15. So here comes the Torah and says, you should know what happened. It says, when Moshe put the Mishkan together, Yoma came to Mishkan, Kisaya 9 to Mishkan, Lo'el Adut, a cloud came and covered the Mishkan. ובערב יהיה למשכן כמרשת בוקר, at night, look like a cloud made of fire. כן יהיה תמיד העניין נכנסים על ישראל, it's always was like this, was a cloud, ובמה זה משכן. ותהי עלות הענן מעל העול ואחרי שנמצאו בני ישראל, ומכל מה שישכון שם הענן שם עוד מנסה, they should know the way הקדוש ברוך הוא decided how to walk in the desert and when to walk in the desert was according to the cloud. So the Torah will tell you, על פי השם יצאו, על פי ניסיון, על פי השם יחלוק ובין הסלם, יחלו לך ולמשכן הימים רבים, sentence 19, sometimes the cloud stayed in one place for a long time, כשאמרו בניסיון, משפט השם לא יסתור, they don't move, יש שיהיה לנו ימים מספר למשכן, a few days, המשפיע שמחנו פי, המשנזר, the whole, in the next few sentences, is to tell you, to teach you, you should know, we walked in the desert after we follow the cloud. This is most important. What do you need the cloud for? You don't need the cloud. Because Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Hashem is the biggest Navi. He knows the direction, he knows everything by heart. You don't need the, you need the cloud, you need the cloud. Moshe can tell you the tomorrow morning we're going. We're going, it's the same concept. Because you don't know where to go in the desert, I understand you. But here's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the best soldier. This is, he knows, and of course he has his special cell phone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He talks about it any time he wants. And Moses says, right, right, left, left, straight, straight. There is a cloud. There's more than not only the cloud. The cloud, so the Torah says, the way it says in the Torah, it says, you know, they had to follow the cloud. And for example, they came to a place, and all of a sudden the cloud rested. Everybody unpacked. Can you imagine, talking about millions of people. Unpacked the donkeys, put the tent together, put the children to sleep, and all of a sudden you see the cloud goes up. That's what it means, we're moving. Pack up everything, put everything on the donkey, move. So all of a sudden, the cloud rests. Everything, unload everything. Put the tent together, okay, 2 days. After 2 days, again, pack up everything, the cloud moves. That's how it went. It will be the rest of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the idea behind it? What's the idea that Hashem does something? Something once, the Torah says one time is more than a month, one time 2 months, one time a year, one time 2 weeks. They say they have no idea, they don't know what's going on, they don't know how long they have to be on the spot, and all of a sudden after they packed everything, they put everything together, okay, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, we can rest. It's in the morning, pack up everything. But Hashem, what is better, Moshe Rabbeinu, hello, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the plan? Can you tell us the plan? Are we staying here? If it's one night, you're going to unpack the whole thing, forget about it, we stay with the clothing. So you have to pack, to unpack, put everything on the tent, nicely, nicely, put the blankets on the side. It is in the morning you have to leave, after 2 days you have to leave. It is what it is. Better to call Moshe, call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, well, what's the plan? How long do we have to stay here? And according to this, you know, you tell the people. Now you're talking about millions of people. Load, unload, dunk is back and forth. And then going outside, the man is here, who needs the whole thing? That's what the Torah says, you should know, that's how it went, that's how it goes. The question is, also, why did the Torah have to tell you that? Torah is not a history book. What is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote it in the Torah, and why is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it? That way, that this is the way we walked in the desert. If we don't mind to skip to chapter 11. Sentence 1. It says the Torah the following. Very answer to Nimra Bezna Hashem. It says the nation was like complaining. They complain about, you know, we don't like to walk. We walk too fast, it's too much, we're tired already. The Baruch Hu was upset and fire started to come and people got burned. The nation asked Moshe Rabbeinu, please pray to Hashem. Moshe prayed and the fire sank. Okay, fine. Comes the Gemara and says the following. Look at the Gemara. Who are the people that we're talking about? One opinion is all the converts. We had about 3.6 million converts that came along with us from Egypt. 3.6 million. And they had a problem. Or, is the Gemara, do we not talk about the converts? We're talking about the elderly people, as we call this Kenim, the important people of Am Yisrael. What is the problem? It says they have a desire. It says, what is your desire? They want to have steak, good steak. Nothing. Kosher one? With kugel? A little bit rice? On the plate. That's all. I says, what is your problem? I tell you what my problem is. The hands that Agash Mechadim Tam Chinam. We do remember, before we came out of Egypt, occasionally we had, simple explanation, we had a fish. We had a fish over there. You couldn't have meat because the Egyptians used to worship the sheep, so we didn't have meat. Yeah, but fish we did have. We had some fish from the Nile. We had a fish. Remember the Kishuim. Kishuim is over here. The don't know if it means what we call it. את האבטיחים, the cucumber, the חציר, הבצלים, onions, the שומים, the garlic. Remember all these things, all these, you know, all these spices that we had together with the fish. And ועתה, now, נפשנו יבשיים כל, our soul is dry. It means, our, like we said, our tongue, our tongues are dry, dry. And cold, there's nothing to eat here. בלתי הלמן איננו. So the Gemara, they said this, Moshe Rabbeinu, let me tell you something. I mean, it's nice to say it, but you can have for breakfast and for supper, every night the same. You can have it. So, even though, if you're right, if you know, got it for free, every morning we got the man, and we got it, and now we're not hungry, it's very nice, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is great to us, but we are human beings. You can't, every morning you come home, from Jewish and the wife said, okay, here's your breakfast. What is this? Popcorn. Supper? Popcorn. Every day popcorn. I like to have once. No, I don't say every day. Not every dinner I need it. But once I would like to have a piece of meat. Kosher piece of meat. I don't ask to have, you know, this big steak to give at weddings. Small piece of meat. I just want to remind myself about the fish. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. He didn't do what those are. I said, listen. I just tell you, this is legitimate. You can expect a person, I mean, in concentration camp, yes, you could. But in a regular person, you know, I'm Israel, they came out of Egypt, they're in the desert now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very nice to them. So, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings man, I mean, people can bring them also meat. They have some birds, you know. But they're really, I know, we want to have this meat. Nothing's wrong with it. No. From the Torah, you should know the Aman, because Ragadu with Nakedam Dolach, he says the Aman is, it looks very nice, it looks like a jewel. Shatu Aam, Velaktu Tachanu Barakham, Nachmu Nuchah, Beshlu Bapuru, Basu Shurugot, they make cake from that, they make, you know, make from this all kind of food. That's about the time of Shal HaShemen, it tastes like, you know, something very oily. When the Torah, Mahanei Lale, Reda Man Alav, first the dew came, and then the man came on top of it, should not get dirty. This is, listen, the bottom line, what do you want? He said, what I want is, I want a piece of meat. So, okay, so. I don't understand. What is the problem? There's no problem. No problem. Originally. I heard once. I thought somebody came every day to the job with a tuna fish. Every day tuna fish. So one day he said, I'm already sick of this tuna fish. Every day my wife gives me tuna fish. So the guy says, why don't you tell him, why don't you have to make you something else? He says, no, I do myself my lunch. He makes himself the tuna fish. He says, he can't even lunch this same thing. So what do you want from the poor people, our fathers, they want to have a piece of meat? It's a seed. Ishma Moshe, look what the Torah says. Sentence 10. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, you know what happened? First they want a piece of meat. After they say they want a piece of meat, now they have another complaint. Says, what else? We're crying. So what are you crying about? I tell you what I'm crying about. I was married to 10 wives. I had 10 wives. One of them was my aunt. One of them was my sister. One of them was my daughter. One of them was my another aunt, this. And I have, Baruch Hashem, 200 children. 200. Came Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai and says, Rabotai lo tinaf, 10 commandments. 10 commandments mean you're not allowed to be married to your aunt anymore, not to your sister anymore, not to your daughter anymore. He says, before Matan Torah, before we got the Torah, you're allowed, it's legitimate, you're allowed. Amram married his aunt. He says, people married, sisters. It was a normal thing. Cain married his sisters. Evel wanted to marry his sister. This, until we got the Torah, this was the law. After we got the Torah, the law changed. It is okay. I married my aunt, I married another aunt, I married my sister, I married another sister, I married my daughter, I married another daughter, and I had 200 children. Moshe come from Shammayim and says, hey, hold it! I said, hold it, what? If you divorce all of them! You divorce all of them? And I have 200 orphans at home. What should I do now? Well, my divorcee, you can leave her with the same, you can live with her in the same house. Now, who is going to marry her? She got 50 kids already. Who nobody wants to marry her? I love my wife. I want to leave my wife, but she says it's forbidden. I said, forget about it. I don't know what to do now. What should I do now? I should get another wife now? Who's going to marry me now? So the Quran, so legitimate. Muslims being somebody's wife died. Same thing. I lost my wife. I love my wife. Baruch Hashem, we need to go to a marriage counselor. I had shalom by Baruch Hashem. Perfect. Everything perfect. Here I have 50 children to marry from this lady. And now forget about divorce. You divorcee. What am I divorcing? I got the Torah to lose my wife. To lose all my children, the orphans. Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to get up in the middle of the night to nurse them, to give them bottles? So Moshe hears that the nation is crying. It's in B'chol Yishpach Otav that the Gemara says, that's the explanation of the sentence 10, that the nation is crying for this. So there's a legitimate complaint. I mean, they're not complaining, that you know, this is just sitting down on the side. So what they said, nothing is wrong with that. It's normal. It's normal. Somebody lost his wife. Somebody lost, who knows how many wives he lost. And the whole nation is the whole thing. And people married sisters and aunts and daughters. So they cry so. Hashem is upset. Hashem is upset about what? About what Hashem is upset? Hashem has no feeling. Hashem, Melech Malchei HaRachamim, the King of Mercy, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel anything. I mean, what do you expect from this man? What do you expect from him? He shouldn't cry. He should go celebrate it. He lost his wife. When Moshe Rav, Moshe is upset also. Moshe is upset, but now the subject goes back. It goes back to the meat. I want to have a little piece of meat. Rabbi Moshe, Hashem, Mama, wrote to Abdecha, he says, why did you do it to me? Why don't you like me? I said, do I have to take the burden? And Lohi, Haridit Kolam, was I pregnant with them? Imanuchi, did I give birth to them? I don't know what kind of sentences, what kind of talks that is. Talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't talk to them like this. I mean, the lowest of the lowest doesn't talk to Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, don't believe in Hashem. You don't talk to Him. Why? Did I get married to this? Did I give birth to this? Don't talk to Hashem. You don't talk like this. That's what I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. And even if he did, why the Torah has to write it? It was a private conversation. Hashem told Moshe, please write it in the Torah. I said, what's the purpose? Please carry this. Carry them in your hands, kasher yisav, a minute on your neck. Like a nurse picks up a baby and carries him. He says, that's not my job. Where should I get meat? What do you mean you should get meat? Now you're not Mr. Ubashkin. What do you mean you should get meat? What's your problem? Did anybody tell you you have to get meat? They want to have a piece of meat. So you have to call the headquarters. Here it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Call Hashem. They want piece of meat. Right? Moshe, you give them anything else? You don't give them anything. You give them what Hashem wants to give them. So Moshe said, Me'ayin li basar, sentence 13. Where do I get meat? Latet l'chol ha'am hazeh, to give the nation, ki ifku alai, they cry to me, le'mot ha'am basar, they want to have a piece of meat. Moshe, excuse me. That would be Hashem. I said, Moshe, somebody told you, they want meat. They want me. They want me to give them meat, not you. You're not a supplier. You're not a butcher. They didn't expect you to give meat. Moshe said, no, they want meat for me. I'm going to get meat. I'm going to get meat. You go to Iowa. The Ruchal and Nuchil of Adila said, I can't take it no more. It's too hard for me. In Tachat Oseri, I'm going now, please kill me. What, kill me? Why did he kill me? What's wrong with Moshe? What's wrong with Moshe? So the people want to have a piece of meat, again, it's a legitimate request. Nothing is wrong. They don't want to do Egel Avodah Zarah Golden Calf. They don't want to complain anything. They want a good dinner. Once in the lifetime. Once in the lifetime, they want a piece of meat. So nothing's wrong with it. Moshe said, you know what? Kill me. Let me kill you for what? Kill you. Kill you for what? They want a piece of meat. So either you go back to them and talk to them. Listen, Rabotai, I'm sorry. You forgot you're in the desert. In the desert, Ubashkin is not here. He's in Iowa. And now it's in jail because the government put him in jail. What do you want to do? That's what I'm saying. We're talking to smart people. It's not the Bronx Zoo. So you talk to them. You tell them, listen. Why you call HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tomorrow morning instead of the month, can you bring them meat? The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can supply man, Hashem can supply meat. By the way, you should know, we should know, the Gemara says it. It's not Zohar, it's not Ari, it's not Kabbalah, it's Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi, one of the Chachamim was in the desert one time. And it's not a hard thing to do. If it costs $7, you can have as much meat as you want for $7. I tell you a secret. You have to buy a book. It's called Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Creation, for $7 a book. That's it. You buy this book. Avraham Avinu wrote this book. In the book of there it says, you say twice Abakadabra, three times Shalom Aleichem, one time Aleichem Shabeach, and meat will come from Shemaim. Says the Gemara, Rabotai, says the Gemara. Chachamim used to be in the desert. They were hungry. They took the book, Sefer Yetzirah, they said a few names, and a cow came from Shemaim. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon, angel used to give meat to eat from Shemaim, says the Gemara. Says Chachamim say, Shla Ad Chachamim say, when Yosef came to his father, and he said, told the father, you know, the brothers eat the piece of meat without one, but the animal is not dead, it's not completely dead. The Shla Ad Chachamim said, this meat, the brothers used to create with this book. You don't have to go to the butcher anymore, you don't have to go buy meat anymore, you just have to buy this book. You save out of money and out of headaches. And you don't need RCA, CRE, RCC, CCC, all these tafsirim, you don't need the Rabbanim, nothing. It says that meat come from Shamayim, says the Gemara, in Bevat Hamayim, you remember Shamayim, you can just slaughter it and eat it, everything is honey, you don't have to salt it, you don't have to roast it, nothing. You eat it straight. Sushi. The Rav says that we can eat sushi, animals, and so yes. Animals, it was created with a book, it's called the creation, book, the book of creation, Sefer Yetzirah. He said, so what is the problem? I said, but there's no problem at all. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring man every day. Every day man came from Shamayim. If popcorn can come from Shamayim for the next 40 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver meat. Meat can come down. Same thing as the man. If you understand how the man came for 40 years, you can understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to do anything. And he does. Oh, look, every morning next to you, next to the steps, next to your door, you have a package, man. If you're not in tzaddik, you have to walk a little bit out of your house and you find it on the street, on the field. So, if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you every day, daily, every day, Mitzvot Shabbat and Chagim, you get a portion of man, Hashem can deliver you a piece of meat. I don't want to eat man, excuse me, and to imagine that I chew on a piece of steak. No, I want, you want to bring me fish. Fish is also good. I remember the fish. But I know in the desert maybe you can't find fish. Okay, so you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring me. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the arrow in Mitzrayim. One of the plagues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals from all over the world and in the march in Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim became so-called a safari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a safari from kosher animals. Deers can come, and giraffes can come, all the kosher animals, and you slaughter it in the desert. What's it? So hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what Moshe is upset? Moshe said, kill me. Let me kill you. Kill you for what? They don't want from you anything. They want a piece of meat. Either, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Karachamim. Give them a piece of meat. If not, tell Moshe, listen, Moshe, go tell them. Forget about it. We're in the desert now. You're not in the hotel right now. There's no meat right now. Why? I'll tell you later. Doesn't matter. Instead, the whole Bujarat, the whole thing is over here, a lot of commotion over here. It says Moshe with Hashem, so he wants to resign. He doesn't want to resign. He wants to be killed. He says, Hashem and Moshe, okay, Hashem, I have a solution for you. So what's the solution? There is. Stali Shirim is Mizikne Israel. Shedata can Zikne Amos Atav. Rata Stauta Melor Merit Yasu Shamimach. So let me tell you something, Moshe. Remember in Egypt, Paro made a Gestapo. A Jewish Gestapo. In order for the Jews to finish up the amount of the bricks they had to, each one had to make 300 bricks. Paro says, Paro decided why he had to involve his KGB to run after the Jews. He took some Jews, he appointed those Jews to become the police over the Jews, and his KGB on top of them. At the end of the day, those KGB, the police of power used to come and didn't have to run after the Jews to see who really finished. They used to go and call the Jewish guy that he was appointed by power to serve. You are responsible for so many Jews. And so many bricks. Can you show me the bricks? since some bricks were missing, those KGB, the police of power used to hit so-called the Jewish police, those fake police. And Hashem says, Moshe, you remember this thing in Egypt? He says, you know, from those people, go choose 70 people. 70 people. It means per tribe, not from Shevet Levi. For Shevet Levi anyway did not participate over there, so we have 12 tribes. From each tribe you take 6, so you have 72, so you have to omit 2, you make a lot of, and you choose 70 people. And then you take them to Mishkan, to El Moed. And what should I do with them? I'm myself, Hashem said, I'm going to go talk to you. And while I'm talking to you, that's a team in the Hashem Alecha, I'm going to take part of you in the Shema, and the Samkiel I'm going to inject inside them. Not more, not less. Hashem is going so-called to inject a piece of Neshama for Moshe inside them. And then, the Nasu Yitzchad and Masa'am, they can help you to carry the burden of the nation. You don't have to do it anymore by yourself. He says, excellent. Can you tell me? Ari says, can you tell me how they're going to help Moshe Rabbeinu? How? What are you going to do? What can you do? He says, look, you have millions of people standing in front of you. He says, we want to have meat. We want to have meat. Moshe said to Hashem, listen, I can't get meat. So he says, you know what? Get some helpers. Get some helpers. Okay, here are the 70 people. Each one has 5 feet long beard. Tremendous, you know, sombrero. Tzitzi, talit, filin, Rabbeinu Tam. Shalom Aleichem. Yeah. What do you do? I'm going to help Moshe. I said, okay. Here's the first problem we got. Here you have over here about 20 million people. They want to have for supper, for dinner, shawarma and pita. See? What can you do? It's not even a joke. I say it's not even a joke. What are you going to do? By the way, you don't hear about them never again in the whole Torah. They vanish, those people. They can't do nothing. What can the street Yamsuf? What can they do, these people? The holy people, okay. They so-called they took the burden of the Jews in Egypt. They got heat from palace police, fine. The nice Jewish people, very nice people, can be even holiest of the holiest. Okay, now we have to help Moshe. How can you help Moshe? How can you help Moshe? What can you help Moshe? Moshe cannot be helped by anyone. If Hashem wants, Hashem does. If Hashem doesn't, he doesn't. So they can't help. But they're going to be sitting in the office. But they're going to be the office of the complaint. I don't know if I told you, I once heard that on the ship, the captain asked one of the sailors, says, Moshe, what are you doing? He says, nothing. He says, Yaakov, what are you doing? I'm helping Moshe. That's what it is. He says, the 70 people have to help Moshe. What can you do? How can you help Moshe? He cannot help Moshe. It's a joke. I guess this is a joke. It's not even a joke. It's sad. It's written in the Torah. It's sad. It's a sad thing. Now forget about it. I forgive you for everything you said. Now look what the Torah says. Now Hashem says to Moshe, Elam tomar itkashu lemachar machatem basar. Get ready. Tomorrow, Ubashkin is out of jail. You're getting delivered. Ki vechitem bozne Hashem lemor miyachalim lemasar. You cried in Hashem's ear, who is going to give us meat? Don't even say, we remember the meat, the fish in Egypt? Hashem Hashem machem basar machatem. Oh Hashem, Hashem hurt you. You're going to get tomorrow for dinner meat. Okay. Right? This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. From 1 month you're going to have meat. Even better? Hashem, God of mercy. He says, you know what's going to be? You're going to eat it and you're going to throw up. I said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what? What did I do? I wanted to have a one-time dinner. I said, you know what? I grant you. 30-day coupon, go get another, you know, I said, what? At the end, you're going to throw up, you're going to die from it. I'm going to die from what? I'm going to die. Yan kimatem et Hashem, Hashem et Yivachem, because you don't like Hashem. I don't like Hashem. I love Hashem. I don't like Hashem. I appreciate Hashem. I'm a human being. I'm flesh. I'm just flesh. I have just a desire to have a good dinner. Once in my lifetime, I'm in the desert, if they understand me. I'm not in the city, I'm not on Broadway. I'm in the desert, I'm lost. I left. I have no country. I have no home. I live in a tent. One day I'm here. One day I'm there. I said, listen, I don't have no more shopping. I don't have anything to eat. I want one time supper, a kosher piece of meat. I said, I make fun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I got disgusted with Hashem. Never. It's not true. Mashallah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. I never said it. I just don't want a piece of meat. But if Kulev Anal Mazen Zitzan already comes, no, I have a legitimate complaint. I want to have one time dinner. So even Moshe, here comes the so-called the punchline. Okay, so everything is good. Moshe said, no. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, I want to ask you something. 600,000 Gliya, Amma Shon Chibi Kimo, since there's 600,000 people, just, you know, the man, from 20 to 60, Atama Te Masai Tanem, Achush Rosh Hashim, you're going to give them meat for 30 days? I said, Atama Te Masai Tanem, Mutalem, where are you going to get so much meat, Hashem? You call the Gliya, Yari Atama Te Masai Tanem, you're going to get all the fish? I said, what's wrong with you, Moshe? You don't believe all the things, you don't believe? Remember Hashem Moshe, Hashem Tikta, what do you think, I can do it? I can do it. I really like that, at least I'm going to do it. I tell Moshe the Baran Divrei Hashem, Moshe told him, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, you're going to get dinner, but you're going to get dinner for 30 days, and then you're going to choke on it, and you're going to die. Yisof Shivim Ish Bidikni Am Ve'emet Nesvot Ha'ol, he took the 70 people, Ve'ed Hashem Ba'anan, Ve'edaber Alav, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ve'yad Tamin Aruch Hashem Alav, Hashem took some energy, some part of his soul, by Yisof Shivim Ish Askenim, injected into the 70 people, for what he had to inject it, Hashem doesn't have enough injection upstairs. He has to take it for Moshe. So, if you skip to sentence 30, with your permission, by Yosef Moshe Elam Chanev with the King Israel, Moshe went back to his tent. Ruach Nasa Met Hashem Ayagaz Saldim in Ayam. He said, the wind came and brought this kind of half chicken, half goose. What's called the Canadian thing, that's the one to go into the airplane's entrance. And Tosha Mahanek, there's Yom Kodesh, there's Yom Kodesh, Yom Kodesh, Yom Kodesh, Yom Kodesh, Yom full, standing, 4 feet off the ground, full of chicken, like turkey. Yaakov Maham, Aram, Kol Elmo, Bukhol HaLayla, Bukhol Yom HaMacharat, all came, they're collecting it. They threw it, Aslam, Amamit, Aslam, Atah, Hamorim, Bukhol Yom, Shatok, Yom HaMacharat, all collected everything. Aruch Hashem, Abbasar, Lidl, Ben, Shinim, Ter, Nikaret, while we're chewing on this piece of meat, Av Hashem, Charab, Ba'am, Ve'ach Hashem, Ba'am, Akara, Ba'am, Ola, Hashem hit them and killed them. And Kashem, Ha'akom, Ha'ot, Kuvot, Ha'ava, this is the place, the cemetery of the desires. Kisham, Kavu, Tamam, Mitzavim. Can you imagine? A disaster. A disaster. Legitimate piece, kosher piece of meat. For this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed, there's no information how many of them. Hundreds of thousands maybe. It's not for me. Just first to have with your permission. Next subject. But the name Yam Moshe, Miriam Baron Moshe, not a shock, just a cat, he shall go fit like a cat. Says the Gemara, that's how the story goes, that Miriam talks to Aaron about her brother, her younger brother. Comes the Rabbani, you should know, doesn't matter what she wants to say. It's 100% legitimate, and she has the right to say it. First of all, she is the older sister. Secondly, she saved him while he was in the little box sailing on the Nile. She has a problem with him. And what is the problem? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu is busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't go home. He doesn't stay with his wife. He got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how come? What's the problem with our brother? So? As an older sister, legitimate. Besides, if you remember, I told you that Ariel says she has a point. She has a point, because if you know the Kohen HaGadol is not allowed to be by himself without a wife, so Tzipora has a point, says Ariel. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, king that said, no halach about the king, Moshe is the king, but still, Moshe served as the Kohen HaGadol, is a machloket, maybe Moshe is still a Kohen, in the desert, there's a few opinions about it, but definitely Moshe was a Kohen in the first 8 days before he opened the Mishkan, until he opened Mishkan Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Gemara Moshe Rabbeinu, he used to sacrifice, he used to do the whole thing, until Ba'ibei Mashmini Moshe did not know who is the Kohen HaGadol, but she has a point. Anyway, she talks to her brother Aaron about our brother, what we call in America, Moses. Moses left his wife, okay? Sister Rambam, this is not Lashon Hara, this is nothing. It's just chatting. Okay. There's no Lashon Hara whatsoever. Just talking. Talking between two brothers, a brother and sister, they talk to each other. Vayish Moshe Anav Mot 10:3, Moshe is very humble, maybe according to some Chachamim he was there, even he heard it. So of course it's not Lashon Hara. Chachamim said he wasn't there. Emir Hashem Pitom 10:4, and Moshe and Aaron, Yerat Shulchan and Aaron, already two first time Hashem called three of them to come inside the Mishkan. Erad Hashem Amun Aaron, and the Chedek Aaron, and Aaron, and Shem said, he called Aaron and Yam outside, I want to talk to you privately, I don't want Moshe to hear. Moshe, you stay inside. Erim Shemun and Zvarayim, and Vahim, Amare, Asher, Amare, Elav, Zalem, Ochal, Ochal, says, what is this, you know? You don't know who the brother is, Moshe, Lachem Abdi Moshe, Abdi Nilman, Moshe is a trusted one, Pepe Labebo, Admar Lachidot, that speaks to him face to face, mouth to mouth. And Tumant Hashem Yabid, he sees me clearly, Madura Tanda Moshe, he says, why aren't you afraid to talk about my slave, Moshe? Harav Hashem Bar Ayelach, Hashem is upset, Vanam Samah Al Oev, Minyam Metzorat Kashonik, he says, Minyam is Torat. Even the only Minyam in Metzorat, Aaron looks at Minyam, it's Torat, Vim Aaron and Moshe, Bi Adoni, he says, please, help her, heal her, attack Moshe Hashem, heal the Mokil Nara Panala, heal her. Heal her. The last, the pasuk next to the last, but it's again Miriam, but Hutam Hatish Vatimim, and Amal Azabat, Nonasad Asef Miriam. The Torah says, you know, Miriam was punished since she spoke it, even as Nad Lashon Hara, she got Tarat, and now Hashem said to Moshe, you have to lock her. Lock her outside the camp for 7 days, and the nation waited for her. That's the story. Kamzari says the following. The Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three presents via three shepherds. In the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us man daily. Bizchut, Moshe Rabbeinu was our shepherd. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us water in the desert. Bizchut Miriam, that's called the shepherd. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so-called a cloud in the desert by the third shepherd called Aharon. This is a Gemara. The three shepherds in the desert gave us those three presents. Since Miriam died, and was no water, if you remember Parashat Fukat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did bring that present via the other two shepherds, still alive, Moshe and Aaron, and then Aaron died, and also, so-called, we lost the cloud that was in the desert because of Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back the cloud to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, until Moshe died. Chaim Zarin says the following. So the Gemara, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says the following. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Torah tells us the Achalta v'Sabata u'Birachta. It's the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to recite the blessings is after you eat bread. So the Zohar, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat, to recite the blessings, to say Birkat Hamazon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell it. He don't say that. But actually what it is when you say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the pipe of Parnassah to you. So the Rabban's Rebbe, his name was the Rokeach, he writes in his commentary, if somebody is struggling for Parnassa, so he has a segula for him. It says to wash your hands twice a day, and to eat a piece of bread, and to say Birkat Hamazon. It says this is a segula for Parnassa. How do you know it? As they say, he has a proof of it. This is the root of it. Is Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, he came Birkat Hazan al Haman. Amen. Says the Gemara that after we got the man, Moshe Rabbeinu came to us and said, you know what? You want to have it tomorrow? You want to have it for dinner? You want it to stay with you for the next 40 years? I said, you say Birkat Hamazon. Birkat Hamazon means, say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after you eat. That opens up the pipe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you the future of the needs that you need, you'll get it. And that's what the Zohar says, and Sefer Achim says as well, and other Chachamim say, Achata v'Samata v'Achta. Only time Hashem wants you to recite a blessing is not because Hashem needs you to say Birkat Hamazon. Hashem doesn't care less if you do or you don't. He says it's for your benefit. If you're going to say that, it's you're going to have the next meal. If you're not going to say that, you might have the next meal. So the Parnasa, what you call Parnasa, the Tam, Adaru Fanes, Adaru, it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Parnasa, it means the fortune that we have. And the Parnasa that we have is in order to so-called to supply our needs. This is Bishut Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is the Segula. Don't say, I don't wash my hands. I have, Mezonot Beggar. It's the lie of America. So Mezonot Beggar. But the OU says it's the biggest lie in America. A guy can have 5 bagels and 2 pints of pizza, and there's no Mezonot. It says Mezonot. The halacha is that if this is your meal, if it's not just called a snack, this is called Amotzi Lechemina. It doesn't matter how much apple juice you put inside the bagel. It means nothing. It's a lie. He sits on the plane and he's going to have a whole full dinner and says, okay, this is Mezonot. It's a lie, says all you. It's a lie. I said, you wash your hands. Before you go to the airport, you can wash your hands. You got some Silecha Minaret in your house. And you have in mind when you wash your hands. I said, Shulchan Aruch, that I'm going to continue the meal on the plane, so you don't have to bother to go wash your hands on the plane. Unless you went to the bathroom, then you have to wash your hands again. Otherwise, you don't have to. But you have to have a motzi on a piece of bread that you think is a cake. When you have supper, when you have dinner, it's going to have steak, it's going to have fish, it's going to have all these 3 courses on the plane. It says, I have nothing, it's Mezonot. It's not Mezonot. It's a lime Mezonot, and what you said is called a lime Mezonot. There's no such thing Mezonot. Mezonot means a snack. After you finish your breakfast, and you went to a pizza shop, and you want to take one slice because you smell it, that's called a snack. So it's a snack, so you have it, you don't have to say, that's because it's cheese, this, okay, fine. But if this is your lunch, you decided this is my meal. This is my meal. If you take a piece of cake and you say this is my lunch, then you have to wash your hands and to say Amotzi Chaminat on the cake. The reason you say Mezonot on this because it's not your lunch. It's not called the bread. But if you consider it as your meal, you have to say it's Alachan Shchanov. That is Moshe Rabbeinu invented it. So when you said that this is the halacha, is you say Bekat Hamazon, Hashem wants to say Bekat Hamazon, but not because he needs it, but because that will give you the best thing that you have Parnasa. The Parnasa comes from Bekat Hamazon. So the Rokeach said, twice a day is a guarantee of Parnasa. As far as the water that we drink, of course we like to think, you need liquid. Well, let me tell you something I already said. It's true, animals, we'll talk about another time, but people can have milk perfect. Goat's milk is even the healthiest. And they had, thank God, they had so many animals that they can have constantly milk. You hear in the Torah the complaint, Parashat Chukat, Parashat B'Shalach, we have no water, we have water, you don't need water. Who drinks water today? Only 6 people. And the rest of the nation is drinking Coca-Cola. Who needs water? We need milk. And the doctor says milk. They drink milk, so you don't have to have anything. That says the power of the water is much deeper, says the Rashi. This is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the power of the water is illness from all the sickness. That says Shulchan Aruch, Motzei Shabbat, this is the time, the well of Miriam, the girl Miriam, that Am Yisrael came to Eretz Israel, the well sank into the Kinneret. Motzei Shabbat, the well that accompanied us in the desert, opened up. The Shulchan Aruch had a drink from the well of Miriam. Get healed immediately, instantly. You don't have to have Blue Cross or Green Shield. You don't need it. You don't need no protection. You don't need not health insurance, nothing. Not life insurance, nothing. As long as you have water from the well of Miriam. So Shulchan Aruch, Motzei Shabbat, this is when the well of Miriam opened up. If you have a well in your house, it's the best. But I know some people go to some places they have wells to try to draw water from the well. Hopefully, the time that you're going to draw, the well of Miriam is open. So the water that you have in your backyard, if it's a well, if the water runs underneath the well, the water gets connected to the ocean, from under the ocean, they get connected to the Kinneret. So when you open up, you force it to Motzei Shabbat in Shulchan Aruch, or you go to draw water from the well, if you get this wrong, if at that moment that you take some water, the well of Miriam will be open, it's a guarantee illness. So all the healing sicknesses, his doctors might tell you, listen, this is no cure for that. You're dead man. Today's the style. The doctor comes and says, listen, in 2 hours you're going to die. Somebody came over to me yesterday, or 2 days ago, he called me up. This is my wife, she's sick. She's in Colombia. A young doctor came over to her and said, lady, what do you want to do? You're dying. Nothing to do. You want to call some friends to say goodbye? Do you have a cell phone? I said, if you hit the well of Miriam, the doctor will die before you. This is the power of Miriam, I said. If the well of Miriam is illness, and that's why Israel cried in the Torah, we want water, we want water, we want water. Because those days, there weren't doctors over there. There were no hospitals. And it says the illness comes from the water. Not only the illness, the Gemara says, the water can inject inside you, says the Gemara, wisdom and ideas that you can't, it has to be the water. Chas v'shalom, bad water can have the bad influence on you, says the Gemara. It should be Shalom HaShikim, says the Gemara. If you drink the wrong water, sometimes you want to go to Las Vegas. If you drink the right water, you want to go to Israel. It has to do with the water. That says, this is the power of Miriam. If Miriam is being called a shepherd, says the Gemara, what do you mean a shepherd? Miriam is a shepherd. It says, yes, Moshe is the shepherd. He supplies you the promise now. Via the man that got down every day, this is the merit of Moshe. He says, the refuah shlema, the illness, was in the water because of Miriam. The protection, what we call in America insurance, on your house, on your car, or all the other kind of insurances that you have as a protection, and says, this is our own lakon, this is the cloud. In the desert, says the Gemara, says the Rebbe, we had three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. It says Moshe was the shepherd for Parnassah, and this came the man downstairs from him. Miriam was so-called the doctor, the healer for all the sicknesses via the water, and Aaron was the shepherd to protect us, and this was the cloud. And that's every time you read in the Torah, cloud came up. It says this is the root of Aaron. By the way, this cloud is the cloud that came on top of the Mishkan when we opened the Mishkan. It says this was the Zkut Aharon. This will be opened in Mishkan. If you remember Parashat Shmini, the cloud came, and then Israel danced, they saw the cloud. When Shlomo HaMelech built Beit HaMikdash, put the cloud on top of it. It says when Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent, he said to himself, she replaces my mother, because when my mother was alive, was a cloud on top of the house. When Shaul HaMelech was looking for Shmuel HaNavi, he met some girls on the street and asked him, would you know where this holy man lives? And the girls pointed that way. So the Gemara says, well, how do you know where he lives? I mean, are you from this area? Says, no. We saw a cloud. You can actually see the Shekhinah. The cloud rests on the house of a tzaddik. So you feel it from the outside already. It says, this is Bizkut Aharon. So, by the way, the Mishkan, the whole concept of the Mishkan is because the Shekhinah is there. The Shekhinah is not there. That's what Aharon told Moshe, is nothing, it's worthless. So you start the parasha from the beginning, that's how the parasha goes. I said, Aaron is upset. I said, why are you upset? He says, I did not participate in the party of the Mishkan. And she said, listen, I want to tell you something. You don't understand. The concept of the Mishkan is you. I said, why? Because when you write the menorah, says the Gemara, it's a proof that this is the cloud on top of the Mishkan. He says, you are the cause for the party. You don't have to participate in the party. They made a party because they're not really part of it. They're now tired of that they're going away to celebrate the Mishkan. You are the cause of the Mishkan. It's the cloud, says the Gemara, you are a shepherd. The cloud, it means the protection. It protected by Mishkan in the desert. The cloud is on top of the Mishkan. That's the merit of Aharon HaKohen. Says Ari, listen, the second thing you should know, says the Zohar, you know, that Am Yisrael got man every day, daily, in the desert. This was the merit of Moshe. Can you imagine somebody walks over to Moshe and says, Moshe, you want to know something? I don't like it. I don't like the man anymore. He says, I want to have a taste of meat. He says, oh, you know what you're doing? You're spitting in the face of Moshe. He tells Moshe, we don't want you. We don't need you no more. He says, what is the problem? There's no problem yet. I tell you what the problem is, Ari. So what I say is twice. And once you say every day, Ve'yaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo, it says when Moshe split Yom Suf, the Torah emphasized, we believed in Hashem and Moshe. This is okay, we don't know yet what it means. Comes the Torah Parashat Yitro, and the Torah says, you know, Hashem told Moshe, I'm going to talk, and I'm going to take the commandments. No one will understand what I'm saying, only you. The man, Yishma Amdavimach, began by Chayam Yimulam. Hashem wants you to believe in Moshe. Why? Not because Hashem needs you to believe in Moshe. So the Rambam, you know, Moshe is so-called a carrier, a tool for you to believe in Hashem. You can't say, I believe in Hashem. You see, you need a mediator. Moshe, says the Gemara, is called Sassu as the mediator. He says, why are Moshe you believe in me? You believe in Moshe, you believe in Hashem. You don't believe in Moshe, says the Rambam, you kofer. He says, I don't believe in Moshe. Moshe is a different party. I believe 100% in Hashem. Leave me out of Moshe. Says the Rambam, you kofer. Says, why I'm kofer? He says, you have to believe in Moshe. Moshe is the tool, is the guiding board to lead to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I'm saying to Moshe, he says, Moshe, we won't meet. He says, okay. Illegitimate. I think you should get a piece of meat. But he continues. He says, Moshe, we don't like the man. We don't want the man. He says, you don't want the man, he says, you don't want me. Because I am the shepherd that brings you the man. I bring you the man. He says, you don't want me no more. Then he comes to Hashem, he says, listen, Hashem, they want meat. I haven't got it. He says, you're right, Moshe. You're not a supplier of meat, you're a supplier of a man. So Moshe says, that. He says, they don't want me. They won't kill me. Kill me, Hashem. What am I here for? It's not nothing normal job for me. My job is to supply man. They don't want man. They don't. So it means, says the Zohar, they rebel against Moshe. That's why Moshe doesn't even pray for them. So they spit at Moshe's face. They told Moshe, we don't need you anymore. What do you mean? I'm the shepherd. I'm the one that supply you. So you don't. I want to tell you something. If you to refresh your memory, remember you did the golden calf. Hashem wanted to destroy all of you, you know? I prayed for you. What do you mean you don't want me? What do you mean you don't? You don't remember? We got the Yom Tov. You see, you cried for me. He says, I speak Yom Tov for you. What do you mean you don't need me? Well, we will be alive because of me. And then you spit at me. He says, you spit at me? But because you want a piece of meat? Okay, piece of meat, okay, legitimate. I was legitimate because then you're a title. But don't say you don't want man no more. Don't say you don't want Moshe. Moshe said, therefore, says Hashem, said, listen, I can't take it. I can't do it. Hashem said, you know what? You're right. I will give you 70 people and inject inside those 70 people part of your neshama, and they will supply the meat, not you. You cannot supply. It's true. We'll give them the meat, but more than before. You're getting the meat because of the 70 people. You're going to choke on it because you rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. So now the third story is Miriam. Says Miriam, she talks about Moshe. You know, she talks about Moshe. She says, you stuck your mouth, Hashem Allah. She says, you destroy so-called the instant healings that you can have from the well of Miriam. This was the punishment. She says, Miriam is locked in a room. She says, look at her, locked in a room. You know what it means? She's dead. She says, Metzorah Hashem Kemet, says the Gemara. Somebody at Sarat is dead. It says, Miriam is dead. She says, look at Pashat Fukat. It says, Miriam is dead. So no more water. No more healness. It says, Moshe has to pray to heal Miriam. This parasha, says Ari, is only about the three shepherds before the summertime, before Parashat Shlach. And this is the summertime, this is what the Meraglim went in the summer, this is the last day of Chodesh Sivan that we are at. You should know this is the time that we're talking about. This was, those stories were at that time exactly. It says, so called, the Torah wants to teach you something, how important it is to be like Aaron HaKohen, that he is the protection of Am Yisrael. How important it is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, that he is the one that supplies upon us, huh? How important it is to be pure and care, like Miriam, that she was very caring for her brother. That's why Am Yisrael is waiting over here, and therefore the well is still operating, because Miriam 8 years ago took care of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so it's just for us a message, says Ari, before the summer starts, before the next part, you have to say how to survive. You have to connect yourself to Aaron, Moshe and Miriam in order to survive. It says that is the Berkat HaMazon, how important it is to wash your hands, says okay, twice a day, and to say Berkat HaMazon b'chavanah. When you say Berkat HaMazon b'chavanah, says Ari, you have to imagine Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this Berkat HaMazon, mainly the first paragraph, that's the most important paragraph in Berkat HaMazon, is the first paragraph. And then of course to say all the Rachamans after Berkat HaMazon, because this is the most important thing. Because now when you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means the path is open for Panosah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachaman, 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 Rachaman. It says those Rachaman are the important thing, because now the path is open. Now you have the Zuchut, the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, this is okay. I said, do it twice a day. Twice a day, wash your hands. There's no mezunos bagel, no mezunos pizza. The whole thing is a lie. And he says, wash your hands. He says, and imagine Moshe. Imagine Moshe says, Dari, what it means is you have to study Torah. You have to be humbled down to earth like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the merit of Moshe helping you parnasa. And says, when you drink water, you have to think about the well of Miriam. And says, the well of Miriam will heal you. And says, connect yourself to Miriam. It says, for protection, says Dari, connect yourself to Aaron HaKohen, Oev Shalom, Odev Shalom, make peace, love everybody, Rachav Samach Belibo, there's no jealousy about anyone, this is your protection. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, take him at Samut Chinah, even the person that died, says the Gemara, he is alive in his grave, if he has no jealousy, because he connects himself to Aaron HaKohen. It's Aaron HaKohen. It's being described in 70, I mean, Kodesh Kodeshim is the holiest of the holiest. The holiest of the holiest for your protection. That is to protect yourself, you have to connect yourself to Aharon HaKohen. Upon the side is Moshe Rabbeinu, and for Parashat Lema is Tumiyam HaLeviyah, and that's what the whole parasha is all about. Just before Chag HaShavuot, after we opened the Mishkan, Hashem tells us the secret. That's why Hashem told us the whole situation over here about the cloud. It says the cloud goes, the cloud comes, it rests, it gets up. It says, what do you have to know this thing? This is your protection. It says, you want to know something. You have to know. And he says, you know, you go, you miss the flight. You miss the flight. He says, oh, you have to dance. You never know what will happen to the airplane. You never know what will happen. Because you missed it. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that you, without Hashem, you'll have something. It says, something is stuck on the highway. It says, thank God something is stuck on the highway. It says, if you would have been on that spot, who knows what happened to you? And says, in the desert was the same idea. And says, we came to a place, Hashem said, okay, we're staying. The cloud rested. Everybody unpacked. And says, okay, now you can go. He says, why you can go? He says, because in the front was some entity that would have hurt you. Some kind of a bad angel, some kind of a demon. He says, now you can walk. Now you can continue. He says, this is a protection. The cloud was a protection to you. He says, this is, you should know, you should connect yourself also to Aharon HaKohen when you leave. When you drive, when you leave, go out of town, you say, Tfilat HaDerech, you stop, you say, Tfilat HaDerech, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Tolechenu L'Shalom, Tachzirenu L'Shalom, let me go with peace, come back with peace, and says, this is the zechut of Aharon HaKohen that protects us in the desert.
Is there any information why,
let's say,
there was no Mashiach, there was no man instead of meat?
Yeah, the information is because man is the food of angels. Tolechem HaBilim HaKalik.
Oh, my God. Maybe.